Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Yud. Gimel Nasan Hanavi has been telling David the terrible news that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding him responsible for Averos, and that there are going to be punishments that afflict his entire family line, and that David himself is going to suffer. Vayomer David El Nasan Chatasi La Hashem. And David said to Nasan, I have sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Nasan El David Gam Hashem Hever Chatascha Lo Samus. And immediately, Chatasi La Hashem, two words. And Nasan said to David, Hashem has also commuted, put off your sin, and you are not going to die. So remember, David was worthy of death. He himself had sentenced the rich man to death for taking the poor man's lamb. But when he said with a complete, entire, sincere, bitter heart, Chatasi Lashem, the death sentence was commuted. And when was he forgiven? According to the Zohar, the timing of it is that this was on Yom Kippur, when he was forgiven. And again, as we said in the Gemara, they say that this was a sin unworthy of David and very uncharacteristic of David. But it was meant so that this tshuva was going to make a point for all of the history of the Jewish people subsequently. David showed that he had the same trait as Yehuda and the true kingship of Klal Yisrael, public admission of a sin or an error, as Yehuda did with Tamar, as Achan ben Zerach did from Shevet Yehuda back in Sefer Yoshua, if you remember, that he stepped forward. Now, granted, it took some doing because the Urim V'Tumim was freezing people until the guilty party was identified, but he immediately stepped forward and publicly confessed to having transgressed the Cherem and taken the booty that he buried in the time of Yoshua in Yericho. And each one admitted his sin and was forgiven. And this is a very kingly quality. And also, the embarrassment, the humiliation, helps one avoid future averos as well. So right away, David is forgiven by saying, Chatasi Lashem. Now it is interesting that it says, Vayomer Nasan El David. It doesn't say Vayomer Hashem El David, it says Vayomer Nasan El David. And so what some of the Mefarshim say on this is that Nasan interrupted him. David wanted to go on in his vidui. He wanted to say, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, the standard version of vidui. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew already that David's tshuva was complete and his regret had broken his heart completely. And so David didn't have to say any further. By saying Chatasi Lashem, that right away, that was everything. Now the Medrash says on this that David fell sick and was bedridden for 13 years. And according to the Medrash, and again this may be a little bit of elaboration, but they said they would change his pillow 7 times because of the many tears that he shed over what he had done. Some say for 13 years he fasted and he lost all the strength in his body. Every day he would sit on the ground covered in ashes and dust. Some say he separated from all his wives, because from the permissible, his Yetzer Hara had talked him into something that was not permissible. And so we see that David's tshuva, depending upon how far you want to take it, and the different pshatim, goes further and further and further and further. And David's tshuva was definitely sincere and real, and he is told he will not die because of this tshuva that he did. The Malbim mentions at this point, this is the difference between David and Shaul. Shaul qualified his confession and his sin, and so he still had an onesh coming. And David, on the other hand, admitted right away and admitted in full. And that was despite the fact that what he had done was technically legal. And the Navi informs him right away that his tshuva has been accepted. Yudalet efes ki ni eitz ni atzta es oivei Hashem. But nevertheless, because you provided ni eitz ni atzta, a kinui huzeh, Rashi says, he has given ammunition. And this is a kinui, a form of almost an oath. He has given arrows to the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Badavar Hazeh. Gam Habein Hayilod Lecha Mos Yamus. The son that is going to be born to you. The son born to you, Hayilod, not who will be born, but who is born to you, shall surely die. Now, the sins of the fathers are not visited on the sons. But nevertheless, the child that Bathsheba conceived as a result of their having been together was going to die. And this is going to bring him atonement. Anybody, Chazal say, whoever buries a child, chas v'shalom lo yalenu, is forgiven for all of his sins. And in fact, that's what's going to happen. By Yelach Nasan says Pasuk Tesvav, El Beso, Nasan returned to his house. Vayigov Hashem es hayel rasher yolda eshes Uriah l'David. And God struck the boy which the wife of Uriah had born to David. So she's being called the wife of Uriah out of that cause. That's the causation. That's the ultimate root of this. Vaye onash. And he became deathly ill. So the child became a little ill at the beginning, but then the situation grew worse and worse. The fact that Nasan immediately left right after he finished the prophecy is also a sign of, in a manner of speaking, disrespect, but a sign of anger over what David has done. And the Mefarshim tell us that the punishment, the choli that happened to the boy, did not begin until Nasan's presence was gone, out of respect for Nasan, who was acting as the Shliach Hashem, as the Navi Hashem. The illness did not strike until after he left. The same way in the Torah, when Miriam was struck with leprosy for speaking against Moshe, the plague only took effect after the Anane HaKavod had left their place over the Ohel Moed. It was a respect for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the, I don't want to say the curse, that the Onesh didn't take place until after that departure. So David's tshuva is real, but the sin is not yet expiated. And the child is going to pay the price, and we'll talk about that next time. The idea that ordinarily you wouldn't see the child being punished for the deed of the parents. But in this case, the sentence of death was going to be visited. And this is a powerful lesson, Chazal say, about not judging other people. Because judge not lest ye be judged, says the secular world. And there's some truth to that.